Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Ryan Reynolds plays an uptight, by-the-book executive bodyguard assigned to protect a master assassin who's going to be testifying in an international trial in The Hitman's Bodyguard.
I'm a AAA-rated executive protection agent, and you're the most wanted hitman in the world. My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
That bemused reaction is, of course, from Samuel L. Jackson, who plays the hitman of the title. And he's willing to testify in order to win clemency for his wife, Salma Hayek, who's serving her own time in prison, while the assassin and his assigned protector make their way to the high-profile trial.
You won't last 1 hour without me.
Tell us where your husband is.
You lost my husband?
Tick-tock, motherfucker!
I hope they kill him, I really do.
Well, as that brief excerpt indicates, Samuel L. Jackson, as usual, deploys an unrepeatable word initialized as MF very frequently in this film, as does Salma Hayek and virtually every other character. There are also loads of bullets, sadistic injuries, cunningly conceived slaughter, breathless chase scenes, and a soundtrack so loud you're likely to emerge with a serious headache. But the movie is also very funny, with almost irresistible chemistry between its two energetic stars, who seem to be enjoying themselves thoroughly. Jackson, in particular, gives us an enduring, if not always endearing, character, not just a cartoon. It's rated R, of course, for language, sex references, and much mayhem. 2.5 stars for The Hitman's Bodyguard.